This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. Friends, for the past several days, we have been studying great lessons to be learned from the account of the conversion of the jailer in Philippi, which is found in Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 34. Already we have noted these lessons to be learned from this account. Number one, that there can be no affinity of religious truth with religious error. The two simply do not mix. Secondly, we have learned the great lesson of how to react to trouble, not by groveling in self-pity, but by singing praise to God and praying for His assistance. Third, we've learned the lesson that we should take advantage of wayside opportunities to preach the gospel. Fourth, we have learned that we should start where people are in their religious development. If a person knows very little, then you should start recognizing that fact. And last time, and we did not quite finish the matter, we were pointing out the fact that we learned the great lesson of the essentiality of faith. We pointed out in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 that the Bible plainly and says as simply as it could be said, "Without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Notice how plain and simple is this passage. You cannot be saved without faith in God. It is impossible. You must believe, it says. And then notice carefully in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, in regard to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. "Many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in His name." Notice that Jesus conditioned salvation in His name on one's believing that He is the Son of God. And put in a negative way, Jesus said, as recorded in John chapter 8, verse 24, "Except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." Now, friends, language could not simply be more plain, it could not be more simple, it could not be more easily understood. One cannot be saved without believing in God, and without believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and as Jesus made clear in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, anybody who does not believe the gospel will be damned, so one must have faith in the gospel. You must trust in the fact that the Word of God, the basic message of the gospel, is the only means by which man can be saved today. That is, it's the only message in which you must believe and then be obedient in order to be saved. The gospel is God's power to save. And so we learn the great lesson of the essentiality of faith. But at the same time, we learn that one is not saved by faith alone. This is one of the greatest, one of the most needed lessons in the world today, because so many people have been taught the essentiality of faith, but they have not been taught what goes along with it, that one is not saved by faith alone. I would dare say that of the more than 300 denominations in this nation, most of them, practically all of them, teach in some way or another that one is saved by faith alone. But now notice carefully what the Bible teaches in James chapter 2, verse 24. "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." And notice that Paul and Silas, while they made clear that this man had to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they certainly did not teach that he would be saved at the point of faith before and without any further acts of obedience. They simply made clear to him that he had to believe, and then they preached unto him the word of the Lord in such a fashion as to make clear to him that he needed to be, that he had to be, that it was absolutely essential for him to be immersed in water, that is, to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins. Well, we're not finished with that point, but our time is gone for today, and we'll be back next time. I do hope that you'll be with us. Let me thank you for listening and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.